What do you see as being one of the biggest difficulties for kids to follow Oscar? Coming from the U14, the U16 Ontario program, what do you see as maybe being a hindrance to making it to an MLS team?
I think the obstacle is the opportunities. I think we have a lot of talent in Canadian soccer. I just don't think we have the opportunities for many of these kids to progress to those levels like MLS. And I think now with Vancouver coming to MLS, Montreal coming in eventually, more opportunities for Canadian players will start to develop. And we can start getting more Oscar Cardons moving forward into MLS soccer.
What's the relationship look like between TFC and the Ontario Soccer Association? Is it clear cut, or is it a light relationship? Like, what does that look like?
Through the experience I had as U16 coach, I would regularly talk to Stuart Haley, who's the academy director at TFC Academy, about players, about their performance, their training habits, how they're progressing, and he'd also keep me updated because TFC at that time had another pool of players that were outside of the provincial team. And through this constant feedback and interaction between the two organizations, they knew exactly how my players were developing. I knew how their players were developing. And we would be constantly feeding each other information and scouting each other's players.
What would you say to kids in your program now that look to Oscar and that want to be doing that exact same thing, and you can see that they're developing at a pace that logically you would assume that they can maybe make that step. What would you be saying to these players?
With Oscar, he's a good example for the young players, the developing players, because he always had a dream that he could make it at a professional level and always had the self-belief that he'd reach that level. I remember talking to him about it, and he always says, "Joey, I want to be a professional player. I want to make it here. I want to make it there." When we would do international travel and we went to France and he saw the pro clubs and played against them, he recognized that he had the talent to compete at that level. And he had this self-belief that he could always make it. And I think that was key to his success. He believed he would do it. And if anybody out there who's a young player developing, always have the self-belief, have a dream, and dream big, and you can make things happen.
Final question, Joey. I just want to thank you for your time, but Oscar, he makes it very clear, very public, that his family and the support of his family has been a huge thing. On his Twitter account, it says underneath his name, "God, family, football." Is that something that just epitomizes Oscar like to the core? Is that, can you describe him, like, what that means in his character, what kind of person that means he is?
With that whole group that I had, that U16 team, it felt like I always have a family at home and a family on the field. And with kids like Oscar, it felt like a family. Like, he would call me and say, "Joey, how are you doing? This and that." Sometimes just general conversation, just, and I mean, more on a personal aspect, just outside of even soccer related stuff. He was just a keen individual, and he was very keen to grow and develop and supportive of everything we did. So, you know, I mean, he brought those family values to the soccer field and to the team.